MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, February 19, 2025. Republicans are considering huge cuts to Medicaid. Salem will be considering zoning changes. Mix of clouds and sun, windy, low 20s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 3:53 p.m. The Associated Press is reporting Republicans are weighing billions of dollars in cuts to Medicaid, threatening health care coverage for some of the 80 million U.S. adults and children enrolled in the Safety Net program. Millions more Americans signed up for taxpayer-funded health care coverage, like Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act's marketplace during the Biden administration, a shift lauded by Democrats as a success. But Republicans, who are looking to slash federal spending and offer lucrative tax cuts to corporations and wealthier Americans, now see a big target ripe for trimming. The $880 billion Medicaid program is financed mostly by federal taxpayers, who pick up as much as 80% of the tab in some states. And states, too, have said they're having trouble financing years of growth in sicker patients who enrolled in Medicare. Salem News reporter Michael McHugh reports the Salem City Council and Planning Board will meet Wednesday to discuss a potential change to business neighborhood zoning districts. The change would include light retail spaces in visible areas like Derby or Boston streets to include two new uses, indoor commercial recreation and restaurants with alcohol service. B1 zones, which comprise about 2% of the parcels throughout Salem, have been the subject of scrutiny over the past few years as city officials proposed changes to allow for additional types of neighborhood-centered commercial activity within walking distance from residential areas. Such zones are found throughout Salem on highly trafficked routes such as Boston Bridge, Essex, Tremont, Congress, and Derby Streets, as well as Jefferson and Loring Avenues. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Gloucester Times reporter Ethan Foreman writes in today's edition of the Times, the Sawyer Free Library in Gloucester has received a $50,000 Digital Equity Initiative partnership grant from the Essex County Community Foundation to launch the library's 2025 Digital Learning Lab, along with a new computer basics course. The lab will be the city's first educational space dedicated to inclusive digital learning, according to the library. The library's computer basics course will provide 15 hours of hands-on technology training. Qualified participants will get a free device and a one-year internet service plan. The Digital Learning Lab is scheduled to open this fall as part of the ongoing $29 million 2025 Sawyer Free Library project to expand and modernize the library on Dale Avenue. The library is presently operating out of a space at 21 Main Street downtown. And Jim Sullivan is reporting in the Newburyport Daily News, encouraged by a $7.1 million bid from L.D. Russo, Inc., Mayor Sean Reardon is ready to move forward with his plan to build a new recreation center at 59 Low Street. The mayor said he expects the average taxpayer would kick in an extra $38 a year to make the project a reality. And finally, the Lynn Item is reporting the Housing Authority in Swampscott met on Tuesday to discuss potential redevelopments to the former Lally's Garage property on 40 Essex Street. During the initial discussion, it was noted the board arrived at a point where it needed to start setting up bylaws and apply for nonprofit status to receive funding from the state. Celtics and Bruins still off. Celtics return to action tomorrow against the 76ers in Philadelphia. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.